Merry Christmas. You're listening to the best of the Maggie Dawn Show. Thanks for tuning in on this holiday edition of the show. I will return to the airwaves live on Monday, January 6th, and Civic Media has an excellent slate of guest hosts for the show between now and then.
A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
Little Bing Crosby, wouldn't be Christmas without him. Happy holidays, everybody. I'm with Dom Salvia, who's got the fantastic show that follows mine every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. We're just having a little fun this afternoon, talking about some of our favorite holiday memories. We've got David on the line from California. David, what's up, friend? Do you want to share a memory or make a comment, sir?
Well, yeah, it's funny. You're talking about favorite memories kind of thing. My dad, when my parents divorced, my dad married a nun. And the nun was big in the school district down in St. Louis. And so my dad got white hair by the time he was about 30. So when he would grow a beard, she would put him out there in the school district doing Santa Claus.
Aww.
And he did that for about 30 years. And I remember going one afternoon I took my video camera down to one of the elementary schools, and he would sit there for hours. And I think there were like 300 kids that came up to him, and they'd all pull his beard. They couldn't believe it. He got on the front page of the paper. He would do the hospitals, and he would do the all sorts of different charitable events. And so my dad was Santa Claus.
Oh, David. That's so amazing. But, well, Merry Christmas to you, and thank you for sharing your wonderful memory of your dad. Thanks to your dad for sharing his talents and his real beard with your community. Take care, my friend. Folks, you want to get in your special holiday memory, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Kimber from Muskota saying she had a fort set, and she ensured that the Native Americans, then, of course, un-PC called Indians, always won. I love it. You are a progressive even as a kid, Kimber. Sherry from Horicon says, hey, Dom. Keith from Broadhead sharing just our appreciation to you and I, Dom, for helping lift his spirits. He had lost some loved ones around the holiday season. Chuckster from Racine reminding everybody it's election day today in Racine for Racine County Executive. The polls are open until 8 p.m. It is either our area Piggly Wiggly magnet or the magnate. It's either a Piggly Wiggly magnate or a longtime civil servant and county clerk that is running for Racine County Exec. Mary from Mount Horeb texting in a great book, Don't Believe Everything You Think. Why Your Thinking is the Beginning and End of Suffering. Thanks for sharing that. I love a good book. I will be checking that out. And we got Kathleen on the line. Kathleen, happy holidays to you. Do you have a memory to share or a comment you'd like to make?
Hi, Maggie. Thanks for having me. Yes, so every year we would decorate gingerbread houses pretty extensively. My mom even made her own little template and made a ginormous gingerbread house. Well, one year
Wow.
we had licorice on top. We had I had unwrapped all this big red gum and used as shingles.
Oh,
and we went to church, and my mom put it on the counter thinking it was, you know, safe. And our three dogs, one of them found it and brought it down on the floor. And so we got home from church, and there was three dogs
crumbs.
With red sticky crap all over the place.
Oh, my God. Did they have cinnamony fresh breath? Kathleen, did the dogs have cinnamony fresh breath from all the big red?
Yeah, and super sticky. And I think I was responsible for cleaning them up. I don't really remember all the details, but.
Yes, you blocked it out because things rolled downhill to the youngest child. You cleaned that up. I tried to put a gingerbread house together once, and I was just humbled. Humbled. Not the easiest thing. Okay, Dom, we got just a couple minutes left.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite additional holiday memory or sledding fiasco that you've gotten yourself into?
So growing up on a hill in the middle of nowhere, Stevensville, Wisconsin, between Hortonville and Shiocton, we were on a hill and we had some like grass for a while, and then it was pine trees.
Yes.
And we would take our sleds, and that was fun, but we decided to get Dad's toboggan out one time.
Danger.
Didn't really steer very well, and you know, right down, and that thing goes fast.
All the weight.
Yeah, and we crashed into a tree and broke the toboggan. And
That's what you get for horsing around. Yeah, you'll poke your eye out, Dom.
You'll shoot your eye out.
Okay, so my little sledding fiasco was this. Me and my three best girlfriends from high school. Yes, we were in high school. 2 inches of snow on the ground, just enough. 2-3 of that fluffy stuff that gets compacted and then it just gets real slick. Before the plows came through, in the Washington Highlands in the Wauwatosa neighborhood, on an inner tube that was real big, like the two mans.
Yeah.
Going down a big steep hill. And I was probably, it would take two of my best friends together to equal one Maggie back in the day. They're little tiny petite people, kind of like you, Dom. So we get going on this sucker, and there was basically like a hairpin turn at the bottom of the hill with a big old double banger mailbox.
Oh.
Well, you get a couple of seconds down that hill, and my friends started screaming because that was what we were bearing down
see
on.
It, right?
So I reached over my friend. I was on the left side of the two-man inner tube, grabbed the handle, and kind of like wrenched us to the left and bailed us out. We were not perfectly unscathed, but those little injuries sure beat slamming into a double-wide mailbox at about 30 miles an hour. Listen, everybody, happy holidays. Dom Salvia is up next. Hope all is well with you and yours. Take care, everyone. We got a special show for you tomorrow. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together. Take care out there.
But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we've made.
You've been listening to the best of the Maggie Dawn Show. Subscribe to the show's podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.